headlines. Zesco bemoans vandalism of power infrastructure and women urged to vie for political positions. Zesco senior security officer Kenny Seuss says the vandalism of power infrastructure has in the last 2 years become rampant, escalating into one of the most costly challenges facing the country's electricity sector. Mr. Seuss explained that vandalism of electricity installations has over the years evolved into an organized crime being carried out by structured syndicates countrywide. He stated that by the end of 2024, the power utility had spent over 60 million kwacha replacing vandalized installations. News 360. Women have been urged to join political parties to ensure they occupy parliamentary seats, among other elective positions in the country. Operation Young Vote Executive Director Jess Nurenda says women should take time to make sure they join politics and join political parties and ensure that the parliamentary seats are occupied by a higher number of them going forward. Ms. Nurenda says the intention of the government is to ensure women are put in the spotlight and given a chance that they have been fighting for many years. News 360. For international news, we monitor the BBC.
President Trump has warned Iran against killing peaceful protesters, saying America will come to their rescue. He said the US was locked and loaded and ready to go. The protests, sparked by worsening economic conditions, are now in their sixth day. Swiss investigators say it could take days to identify victims from the bar fire at a ski resort due to the severity of the burns. Around 40 people died in the blaze in Crans Montana on New Year's Day. News
360. The US dollar is trading at 22 kwacha 16 ngwe. The Great British Pound is trading at 29 kwacha 85 ngwe. The euro is trading at 26 kwacha 5 ngwe. And the South African rand is trading at 1 kwacha 33 ngwe. These rates are courtesy of the Bank of Zambia. Take note, they are indicative and may vary from bank to bank. Rocking Sports. Tottenham and Brentford opened 2026 with a dull goalless draw in the Premier League on Thomas Frank's return to the G-Tech Community Stadium. Spurs boss Frank left Brentford in June after a seven-year spell with the Bees, who he guided from the Championship to the Premier League in 2021. And the 52-year-old Dane received a warm welcome before kickoff in West London as he walked onto the pitch before the players to a standing ovation. Lusaka has times of clouds and sun, with a temperature peaking at 30 degrees Celsius. Tonight we'll see some clouds, with the temperature dropping to as low as 18 degrees Celsius. The headlines. Zesco bemoans vandalism of power infrastructure, and women urged to vie for political positions. My name is Terence Makondo.
Fruity, 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 fruity. Different flavors. Fruity Original. Fruity Guava. Fruity Mango. Fruity Pineapple. Fruity Apple. And Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity. A quality product from Californian Beverages.
Lusaka's number one hit music station. Rock FM.
Out of your mind now. I gotta put you in time now. out the door. Started wishing, found a mission. Break his left, ring the bell. Superstition, but I've been wishing.
Take me with you.